Good morning, Rabbi Yisai. I'll share some good news and some bad news. But the good news is way better than the bad news. Because the bad news is not even bad. Let's say you pulled up to Shiner's and you saw a guy, mamish, the guy looked like Spitz. I mean, I had a long white beard. He had the Hadras Ponim, I don't know, of my lifetime. The Mashkiach, Reb Nosson Vachtvogel, had a Hadras Ponim that in the Lakewood. He had a Reb Ari, you could, Reb David, you were there. He looked like a Malach. I don't know, there's no other way to describe it. I saw him on Simchas Torah, he looked even more, I don't know, to say even more than a Malach. I wish I could describe it to you, but I really don't have the words. Mamash a Malach. So you can imagine you meet Azar person and you see he's davening in the front with such Yirah Shemayim and it's not Shaykh. So you think who is this person? So you find out. You ask around, who is this guy? Nobody knows who he is. Finally, some guy in the back, he starts chuckling, he's laughing. Who is this guy? He's the head of the Rockland County Jews for Yoshka. That's who he is. He's the head, he's the, I don't know what you call him, the grand wizard of the Jews for J in Rockland County. So you went, from in 1 second, you went from being machshiv the guy, like, who is this person, to, he's a mezuzah medirach, he's chayiv misa. Some give him skila. I'm sure in Shiner's they won't give skila. They can be mekayer of him. Eventually they'll turn him around. I'm sure if he goes there long enough, he'll drop the yoshka part. He'll just be Jews for. He'll drop the yoshka. If he's there long, I'm no shy little. He'll come around. The Chavos Halacha says if a person doesn't spend time focusing on building their avas Hashem, you're not going to get it. He says, even if you're learning Torah, he says. I could show it to you. Even if you're learning. If you don't spend time focusing on Avas Hashem, on the Chalakim of Torah that deal with Avas Hashem, you're not going to get it. So that's good news and bad news. The bad news is that we don't really spend time in yeshiva on it. It's not during first Seder, second Seder. You have a little bit of Musa Seder. Which is a good kasha. So you'll ask your Rebbeim, but the attack, I want to hear what the Rebbeim, the Olam, what they have to say. Why not that? If that's what the Chavos Halacha says, and he's the Av of all the Musa Svarim, so what's Pshat? There must be a Pshat. I have some Pshatim, I'm not going to share them with you now. I think there's some good Pshatim. But the bottom line is, he says, if you don't, you're not going to get it. So that's, it's scary on the one hand, and on the other hand, it's good news, because now you know what you got to do. And then it makes sense why El is such a focus on Avas Hashem. The Chinuch says, the Sheirish of the mitzvah of Avas Hashem is, you cannot, this goes straight along with the Chavos Halacha, it's a Beferish of Chinuch. The Sheirish of the mitzvah of Avas Hashem is, because a person cannot be Mekayim the Torah mitzvahs properly, it's impossible to be Mekayim, Torah, and Mitzvahs properly without Avas Hashem. That's what he says. So, now you got to ask yourself an honest question. Do you love Hashem? And if the answer is no, you got a problem. And that's what El is all about. Everybody knows the famous Pasuk. What's the famous classic Pasuk? Who? Anybody know that's Rosh Tevis El? Ani l'daydi v'daydi li. I am for my beloved and my beloved is for me. So people don't like talking about love, lovey-dovey stuff. It's not, guys, especially tough guys, teenagers, and all. It's not so geschmack. We're not comfortable with these terms. I am comfortable with these things. I don't mind. I like talking about these things. Problem is, if you're not comfortable with it, you can't keep the Torah properly. You got a big problem. You got to work on it. And I'm not going to give you the answers here. I just want you to know this fact. It's the fact. It's a fact of life that the Chinuch says you cannot be mekayim the Torah properly unless you love Hashem. And that's what El is for. How are you going to do it? Got a couple more days left. Start working on it. Have a great day. Thank you.